and welcome wherever you're listening to us from to the next exciting edition of Upstage's 5 Minutes With, episode 5. They said it wouldn't last, but here we are. We're delighted you're joining us today. As you know, this is our opportunity to meet and talk with some interesting people that we encounter through our work. And I'm absolutely thrilled and delighted today to have a very, very special guest with us. I'd like to introduce to you Mary Ellen Kasatakis, the Executive Director of Oracle Women's Leadership. Mary Ellen, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Matthew. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. I'm going to jump right in with a question. We've been through a difficult and a challenging year, but obviously Oracle's work in promoting, encouraging and supporting women in leadership, that hasn't stopped being important. That hasn't gone away. So how have you ensured that you're still doing that important work, even when you haven't been able perhaps to engage in people in your traditional live events?
Great question. I mean, prior to the pandemic, many of our employees were already working remotely. I mean, we were using tools such as Zoom and Slack already in the workplace. So we were able, I would say, to quickly pivot to everyone working remotely. Mm. And this is not to say at all that this has been easy, but our so-called borders, I think, have broken down. I mean, we have mobilized to be more inclusive and to actually see some of one another even more than we did before the pandemic. Mm. And the work of Oracle Women's Leadership has actually been more visible during this pandemic period for several reasons. I mean, clearly people have hungered for more connection beyond their four walls at home. People continue to want to do meaningful work. Mm. People want to grow and they still want to have an impact in the world. So all of these things, I really think have, been a big part of what's been going on for us.
Absolutely. And I think that connectivity, that being able to connect with people, even virtually, is incredibly important. It's fair to say, isn't it, that women in technology, I don't really like to use the term unsung heroes, but I think maybe people aren't aware of just how many women there are that are at the forefront of driving innovation, growth, exciting developments in the technology sector. Is that what Oracle is trying to encourage more of?
Well, I would say that we believe in a wide diversity of perspectives and expertise, experience and opinions of all genders.
Sure.
And these are all essential to technological developments. And clearly, Oracle's innovations are impacting technological advances all across the world. And we're very involved in COVID, addressing the therapeutic issues, the delivery issues. Well, anyway, let me not get into that. but everyone, regardless of gender, race, ethnicity, et cetera, we all play a key role in the innovations. My team is particularly focused on women. And we are heads down focused on learning and growth opportunities towards the advancement and retention of women. Now, back to your question. I mean, the company does work diligently to source brilliant talent around the world. And we are working hard to increase the number of women and underrepresented minorities in technology. I mean, we believe this is essential to continue to provide world-class innovations and solutions.
Mary Ellen, I know lots of people are pleased that some face-to-face meetings and events are happening. I know I'm very pleased that that's happening after a year of doing virtual experiences. But do you think you guys will continue to leverage virtual engagement into the future in terms of how you drive this program?
Most definitely. I mean, we have had a lot of experience this past year in learning to fine-tune our virtual meetings. And so we plan to continue to use this medium and also even get better at it. Clearly, I think most of us have all experienced Zoom fatigue. We are eager to see each other in person, but I don't see how we'll ever go back to in-person only. I do see a blend of virtual and face-to-face in the future.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think it's going to be important for everybody to consider both audiences, the virtual audience and the live audience, in everything that they're doing, it will be so important. Marianne, for our listeners who may not be very familiar with the Women in Technology series and the program, can you tell us a little bit more about it and what your role is within it?
Well, first of all, let's just get one thing on the table, that Oracle is a large global leader in the cloud space. And a large segment of our employee population works in what we call the area of product development. It's currently typical that women are in a minority of the people who work in these roles. But since this work does impact the future of her world's technological advancements, we believe it's critical that we work to increase the numbers of women in these roles so that we can ensure our products and services work for everyone. Across the globe, this is not just an Oracle thing. Across the globe, the numbers of women in these technical fields is low. And so it's not a surprise that we're placing a special focus really on cultivating a growth mindset for these women who frequently find themselves being the only woman on a team or in a group or at an event. We want our talent to know that they're valued. We want them to step up into their full leadership potential and really shape these technological advancements. So I firmly believe that it's imperative that we capture the creativity and the collaboration of everyone as we work on these new technical advances. And our role is to really provide the platform for opportunities for learning and growth, to secure allies, visible allies, and to make the path as easy as possible. Now, it's not easy, but we want to accelerate the advancement as well.
That's very exciting stuff. Thank you. Now, Upstage, we were so proud to support you on this year's virtual events for the Women in Technology series. And our team came away from that experience impressed and moved and inspired by the energy and the enthusiasm of the attendees. Do you have a favorite moment from the program in this very different year?
I would say, Matthew, not a particular favorite moment. As you said earlier, you know, we have worked with Upstage. They've been fantastic partners of ours for our in-person events. But as we moved to the virtual platform, working with Upstage gave us confidence in a reliable partner. In particular, you know, as an approved partner of Oracle's, we believe we benefited from your creativity, from the attention to project management, really to create the most engaging experience that we could for our target audience. I think what was remarkable for us is that our participation numbers were incredibly high over the span of three consecutive days. And we attribute this to relevant content, good design, great internal speakers. We had opportunities for small team learning, exposure to technical advancements, and importantly, also to the entire interactive and the engaging experience that Upstage provided for us. I mean, I actually have a few things that come to mind that I'd like to just share. You know, like
that would be great.
Yeah, Upstage helped us to really bring our theme to life through amazing video and graphics. Upstage helped us with music selection, generating a photo booth that was really fun, and thinking about. Together, we partnered to think about engaging experience. I mean, basically what I'm trying to summarize, there were a lot of creative elements that contributed to the overwhelming success of this program.
Well, that's very, very kind of you to say, Mary Ellen. We appreciate that. And I know we appreciate everything that you and your team and everyone involved in the program is doing in this important area. I'm sure we've used up more than 5 minutes, but I don't think anyone will blame us. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been really, really great to talk to you. And everybody, I hope you've enjoyed listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you on another episode of 5 Minutes With. And for now, it's goodbye from me and goodbye from Mary Ellen. Goodbye.